Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ann Shelton, S-H-E-L-T-O-N, Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T. Shelton Barnett is a 37-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 11/30/21. Apparently he was in a dumpster container that was about 10 feet deep. Period. When the truck that was dumping its contents caused Mr. Barnett to fall on his lower back, landing on the edge of the sidewalk. Apparently he did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. Apparently he understands his final diagnosis to be a slipped disc and spinal bruising. Apparently he did not undergo any surgery and completed his active treatment with injections in April of 2023. Period. He has been receiving these from Dr. Corda, C-O-R-D-A, approximately every 6 months. Period. New paragraph, as per the records provided, Mr. Barnett was seen at Concentra Physical Therapy on 5/18/22. He was also seeing Dr. Corda, and his care was going to be transferred there. Apparently the diagnoses were bulging lumbar disc, comma, lumbar strain, comma, sprain of the sacroiliac region, period. And you can delete when I said a physical therapy visit, but the rest will stay the same. He was being seen by Dr. Kennedy at this facility. Period. On 5/26/22, he came into the pain management care of Dr. Corda. Period. He related on 11/30/21, he was working inside a dumpster when a tractor trailer struck the dumpster, causing him to fall backwards. He was seen at the emergency room where he had imaging and was released. Period. He was prescribed the Madrigal dose pack by Concentra with temporary relief. Period. He also found physical therapy somewhat helpful. Period. He currently did not have any radicular complaints or numbness and tingling. Period. He was only taking ibuprofen as needed. Period. Dr. Corda referenced a lumbar MRI from 4/1/22 that showed a broad herniation across the disc margin at L5-S1, mildly asymmetric to the right. But his diagnosis was spondylosis without myelopathy or radiculopathy in the lumbar region. Period. He did not believe the petitioner's pain was consistent with lumbar facet syndrome, but more so a herniated disc. Period. They agreed to pursue injection therapy, period. He followed up on 7/14/22 when his physical therapy was renewed, period. He continued to be seen approximately monthly, period, on 8/15/22. He had a telemedicine visit, period. Another similar type visit was conducted on 9/12/22, period. He was taking ibuprofen and cyclobenzaprine, period. Dr. Corda was seen on 9/12/22 for an SI injection. Period. He was seen in the same practice by Dr. Perkins on 9/14/22 period. This was also a telemedicine visit period. He was currently being seen for his right shoulder period. Dr. Korda and Dr. Perkins continued to see him over the next several months, running through 3/22/23 period. He continued to have lumbar radicular symptoms, controlled with over-the-counter medications. But he has an herniated disc at L5-S1 and was able to work full duty. Pretty was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement from a pain management standpoint and does not want surgery. Period. He did undergo right lumbar facet injection on 9/15/22. Period. On 9/27/22, he related no results from the facet injections. Period. On 12/12/22, he accepted a lumbar epidural injection. Period. On 2/2/23, he reported the injection therapy was excellent for 2 days, but then the pain started to return. Period. They discussed additional treatment with injections every 6 months. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to only 50 degrees, complaining of tenderness. Period extension was to 15 degrees with tenderness. Period right side bending was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period left side bending and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period was tender to palpation about the right paravertebral musculature. In the absence of spasm, there was none on the left or in the midline. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 11/30/21. Mr. Barnett was inside of a dumpster, struck by a truck, causing him to fall on his back. Period, he evidently was seen at the emergency room and then by Concentra. Period. He followed up with Dr. Korda and his associates for an injection therapy. Period, these did provide him with some improvement. Period. In the paragraph, the current exam found there to be variable range of motion at the lumbar spine. Period, neither sitting nor supine straight leg raises and maneuvers. He elicited low back tenderness or radicular complaints. Period. In the paragraph, there is 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back for a perceived herniated disc. Period. This was described secondarily, period.